Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Catherine Muchika, Kitty Hanan, Paige Steele, Alexander C. Barr, Jean Ferguson, Sarah Beacon, Kate Carter, Josh H., Neil Harvey, H.P. Starcraft, Bailey Anderson, Bob Wallace, Anne, Jane Belinskaya, Alexander Vane, Ben Bloomquist, Liam McLaughlin, Nathan Lake Starr, Brenna DeLune. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Shen Kazoo for today's submission. May you never find the tracker I hid.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Soon, so I can get on with it. I mean, he knows when I've looked at the brief. If I just get him out of this room quickly, then I can get to work myself and actually make a good planet.
David, like a rising sun, you emerge as the door opens and I say yes, a flower turning towards my clone. David, how are you?
Fine. Yes. Should we get on? Should we crack on with the brief?
Do you want to know how I am, David?
How are you, Trexel?
I'm more than fine, David. I am exuberant.
Oh, that's really good.
We are a unit. We are a team. And we are gelling, David. More than ever before, we are gelling. I think we're doing our best work, David. The last few planets that we have done, I don't know, there's something special about them, David. There's something different about them. It's as if you're more open and more susceptible and just saying yes to the things that I say. I'm just speaking out loud now, but I don't know what it is, but it makes me happy, David.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I think the build team are currently receiving the best work.
Exactly. It's like you're speaking my innermost thoughts as if you plugged a cable into the side of my head while I was asleep and sucked them out with a straw.
Well, I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't, because if you had, I would hit you.
Okay, cool. Well, shall we get on with the brief?
Well, let's.
Okay, right, here we go.
Initiating.
So, this is from Shenkar. Why do they want the planet built? Well, they are sick to death of high gravity. They want to live somewhere where their joints don't hurt just from standing up.
Well, understandable.
Yes, and one non-negotiable feature is that there is no winter on this planet.
No winter. Well, this, David, is an interesting brief because it strikes the very heart of what it means to be alive. You're alive, aren't you, David, in a way? In a way, aren't you alive?
Yes, I am definitely
alive.
I mean,
in a sort of a way alive?
Nope, just definitely
full
alive.
Obviously not like a regular person, but, you know, sort of alive. Like a way a pet dog is alive, you know, or maybe a frog.
Okay, all of those things are still just...
Or a horse, you know, the way the horse might be alive.
Just alive.
Or like a cloud, and the way that a cloud is alive.
No, a cloud isn't alive.
Or like a house.
Nope, also, that's an object.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're like a living object, David. So that's life of a sort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You understand what life is. And what defines life? Its end. The mortal coil, it coils for us all and springs into your face when you're old and kills you.
Right, so you think that Shenkar's quite old.
Exactly. And as you get older, your bones rant down. Or if you haven't got bones, your exoskeleton chitinously cakes up so that your joints don't flex as much as they used to.
Right.
Or if you're a gas, you dissipate. There's less and less off of you. Or if you're a liquid, you evaporate.
Okay.
Or if you're sort of paste, then you just sort of leave a sheen of yourself as you move as you go.
I think we can assume that Shenkar is solid.
Sure.
Because they have joints.
Well, absolutely.
And they don't want
winter. Exoskeleton, internal skeleton, who knows, who cares?
Exactly. And assumedly winter is because their bones hurt when it's cold or something like that?
Everybody hates the winter, and the elderly the most of all.
Right.
You've been alive so long, and winter's rubbish. And obviously we don't have winter.
Okay.
We're in a climate-controlled space station, David. But people do have winter on their planets, and it is a real bummer. real bummer.
Okay, so do you have any ideas about what you might want to do for Shenka's planet?
Yes, it's a retirement planet. You've worked hard your whole existence, or maybe you haven't. I don't know who you are. Stop asking me questions. Get out of my bathroom. And now you need a time to relax. In a planet that just sits at the perfect meridian of kind of warm, but not so warm that you're all sweaty and weird.
Okay.
Nice relaxing planet.
It's like a balmy spring day.
A balmy spring planet.
Sure.
Yes, great. Oh, well, that sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yes.
I think that just about wraps it up.
Would you like to submit?
Come on. We can do better. We're a team. We can work. We can build. We can forge. We can conceive of worlds that, as of yet, no consultant has ever conceived.
Okay, well, let's forge.
Because we are gods, David. Mainly me, but sort of you. You're like a god's hammer.
Okay.
No, that's too much. You're like a god's pas-nez, perched on the end of the no, allowing them to peer at their work, clearing the vision slightly, perhaps. But you're still sort of weird. Why don't you just have glasses? Why have you just clipped them to the edge of your nose like an idiot? Are they falling off into my soup?
Soup ruined. Security alerted.
Well, let's forge a planet together.
Right. And to do that, I want to get a little personal, David.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have never done this before, because most clones, I have never really... I'm going to come out and say it, bonded with David.
Right.
I have brought my dream journal.
Okay.
It's a collection of personal thoughts from my dreams that I've collected since I was a little boy.
Right.
And from time to time, I glance through this journal to come up with ideas to help me build planets. Maybe that's the secret to my success, David. Who am I to say? I'm just the universe's greatest genius. Now, I'd like to present some of these ideas to you, and together, as co-workers.
Yep.
As colleagues.
Sure.
As two people employed by the same organization.
That's true.
As two people in a room together.
Also true.
As two organisms who metabolize sugars.
Continues to be true.
As a dog faithfully following its master into the maw of death during some sort of war. We are together going to build a planet from my dreams. Will you dream with me, David? Will you dream with me?
Yes.
Please dream. Oh, he's going to dream with
me. Okay, yes. Okay. All right, so we're going to build a retirement planet around one of these dreams.
Or multiple dreams, David. Let's see how we get on.
Right, well, okay. Maybe just one to start with.
First dream, okay, get the folio. Okay.
Dream time. Dimming lights.
Dream one.
Right.
I'm sitting on the edge of a ring.
Okay.
The ring is made entirely of stardust. And I am eating the stardust with a spoon. There you go. There's your first idea.
Dream terminated. Undimming lights.
Could we have candy dust rings around this planet? You've worked hard all your life. You just want some easy calories to put in your face. You pop on a suit, you float out to outer orbit, you get a spoon, you scoop up some of that sugary lovely goodness, pop it in your mouth.
Do you know what, Trexel? That's absolutely perfect. The client wants something with low gravity. What is lower than no gravity?
No gravity.
So we're going to have a planet where you spend a lot of your time doing spacewalks and, yeah, you're sure, you're eating candy rings. Brilliant. I think
would
that's ready
like
to go.
David,
we should probably...
David, if there's no gravity, you'll just float off into the vacuum. You taught me that, David. Remember the trough moon? Remember the trough moon with all the water escaping into space? We don't want that, especially not with the elderly. They'll be really cross. They'll be like, why am I floating away?
Yeah, but the planet can have
low... And then they'll get quieter as they get away. Why? You know, because they're getting away from where you are.
Yeah, no, I get...
This perspective shit.
I get why.
Sound.
Yes, no, I...
Obviously, you wouldn't hear that, actually, because it would be in space. It's not important. It's not important, David.
They'd be on the low-gravity planet.
Yes.
And they would be able to then take walks into space. But if we make the spacewalks a core part of the planet, then there's no gravity a lot of the time for the revenants.
How about this? Everybody is already in a pretty comfy spacesuit. That's going to be good for these elderly clients anyway, because they need to be in a very controlled environment. They were very controlled all the time.
Yes.
You know, it takes care of their bathroom needs.
Mm-hmm.
It delivers, you know, the core nutrients to them within this suit. They're in it all the time, you know, until they die, and then it just solidifies in some sort of person-shaped coffin.
Sure, why not?
And you've clipped them in. It's a very low-gravity planet, and they can leap like when they were young, up into the stars, and they're tethered on, so they look up and they see the candy dust in the sky, and they leap, reaching with a spoon, like when they were young and people cared about them. And as they get up there, they scoop one little scoop, pop it in their mouth, and gently float back down to the planet's surface.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Again. Absolutely beautiful. Yes, the suit can also support their joints to lessen the things. We'll have some sort of airlocked candy funnel so they don't explode.
Thank goodness you thought of the airlocked candy funnel.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm here for. So, brilliant, right? Let's submit that.
Wonderful, wonderful. That is a great start,
no,
David.
No, I
that's
think
a
we're
wonderful
just
start.
Of,
let's
just kind
let's
of
go back to the journal. Let's go back to the
okay,
journal.
Right.
That's a core start. Let's go back to the journal and see what else I've dreamweaved.
Okay.
Won't you dream with me, David?
I'm dreaming with you, Trexel.
Come to my dream loom,
no.
David.
That's me dreaming.
That was wonderful, David.
There was a thing on Imogen about snoring.
You've been watching people sleep on Imogen.
Well, no, it was...
That's a bit creepy, David. You've been watching videos of people sleep on Imogen.
It was a hollow
You know what, David? Stop it. I like you. Don't ruin that. Back to the dream journal.
Dream time. Dimming lights.
Okay, dream number two. I'm in a long corridor. They're shouting from behind. The shouting says, "Don't come back here, you insolent boy!" I'm running. There's wind in my hair, but where's the wind coming from? I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I reach towards it, but it seems to be growing smaller, not larger. I'm falling. Falling! Falling! I wake up. Now what could that be on this retirement planet, do you think?
Dream terminated. Undimming lights.
Well, what do you think could represent this sort of running in place but not getting anywhere? The recriminations coming from behind in the dark and the falling.
Okay, well, as you get older, usually one's mobility might start to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have, as well as the low-gravity spacewalks, a lot of gyms, a lot of places to encourage them to stay mobile, running in place on a treadmill.
On a treadmill in the dark while people shout at you.
Okay, maybe...
Run, you stupid old idiot!
Nightmare insult gym patented.
I think maybe that might be a bit too full-on
right.
for the elderly. Maybe the person...
Run,
speaking
you
to them,
stupid old
no,
idiot.
Okay, well, yeah, but some sort of personal trainer, so each resident...
Hey, friend, when you run, stupid.
Friendly insult, Jim. Patented.
We're almost there. Actually, no, yes, that's perfect. That's just enough the right blend of motivation
yes.
and insult.
Yes.
So I think, actually, at this point, gyms and spacewalks, old low-gravity planet, off we
Would
go.
You like
Done.
To
off,
submit.
Into the brief.
But
into the brief
where...
again.
But where is the light, David? The light at the end of the tunnel. What's that? You're running in place. There's somebody behind you shouting at you. In this case, encouragement. In my dream, recriminations upon recriminations. But what's that light that you're running towards? Because to me, that says death. Are we having them? Is it a death treadmill? Are they running on a death treadmill with a countdown clock on it to their immediate death?
No,
they're in a suit that carries their vital signs and measures them all, so it knows exactly when they're going to die. And you're running, and you're running, and you watch that clock go ticking down. But as you exercise, it slows the ticking. It's got a death clock on it, and the more you exercise, the longer you live. And you're running and looking at that clock, saying, "Please, but a moment longer alive. I cannot die. I cannot die. I will not die."
Yes, absolutely. We'll do that, but. Put a smiley face on it.
Little smiley face, make it less threatening. Oh, gonna die.
But not yet.
Not yet, though.
Because you're running and it's getting better.
Whoopsie doodle.
Yes, and look, we can fake the clock and just make it go up and people are running and running and running and having fun.
Subterfuge. We should rig the clock.
Well, you know, just
David, I didn't think of this. This is very unlike you. We're going to trick the elderly into thinking they're living much longer.
Yep, very unlike me. That's David. Honest David. That's what they call me.
Old Honest David.
Old Honest, the seventh David.
Old Honest David. Never told a lie in your life, have you?
Never.
You haven't had very long to tell a lie, I suppose.
Well, exactly. So I've told none.
Yes. Not a single lie.
Anyway, so having the death clock with a smiley face makes everyone feel good because they're moving the Reaper further away. Sounds like a planet. So let's just pop it into the...
Yes,
like,
let's just
pop it.
David, we've done great work. I've done great work.
Mm-hmm.
You've been here whilst we've been doing great work.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
Let's all stop now, David. Let's get another dream in there. I'm priming my dream loom, David. Wanna
okay.
make a dream jumper? Perhaps some dream moccasins.
Yes, I'll put on my dream woolly hat.
We can hammer some shoes of dreams for you and I to wear together.
Yeah.
Maybe we can both wear the shoes
make
at the same time.
Dream outfit.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, we're dreaming together. Okay, let's take a final dream, David. Let's take one last dream.
Yes, fine. Yeah, let's do that.
Dream time. Dimming lights.
Oh, this is a good one, David. This is a good one. I'm making a public speech. It's at the most important consultants' convention of the year. ConsultCon. The biggest event. Every consultant on Stella Firma there, looking at me. Looking at me for guidance, for answers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an excellent speech, David. This speech will knock your face off. And I'm giving it, and they're loving it, David. They're
mm-hmm.
like, yes, yes, we were wrong about you, Trexel. You're not an idiot, and don't go away and not come back. And all of a sudden, I realise, I look down, I'm entirely naked. entirely naked in front of everybody, and the podium falls away. They can see everything. Some of them nodding appreciatively, like, okay, not bad. Others, though, entirely scandalized. You shouldn't be naked while public speaking unless you're a nudist, and that's what you're talking about and telling people why they should be a nudist. I'm not, though. I'm a planet consultant. And not only that, as I try to explain to them, I didn't mean to do it. I honestly put trousers on all of my teeth are falling out. Uh-huh. And they're collecting, and I'm swallowing them, and I'm choking on all of the teeth. I'm coughing, and I try and pick up a glass of water. The glass is full of teeth. Maybe an apple will help me here. There's an apple full of teeth!
Dream terminated. Undimming lights.
Right. Okay.
So I'm naked and there's teeth everywhere.
Okay.
How is that like being old?
Oh, well, another brilliant, stupendous idea.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah,
teeth and nudity relate to retirement because people's teeth fall out when they get older.
Yes.
Which just means they need good dentures, so we need good dentists.
Absolutely.
Free dental care for anyone on the planet who needs it, needs to get their gnashes replaced, pop them in, great.
New gnashes, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
You arrive at the planet, they look in your face. Doesn't matter if you're a species that had teeth beforehand or didn't. Maybe you had grinding plates because you're a vegetarian ungulate of some sort. Maybe you're actually some sort of a blood-sucking animal and therefore your teeth are hollow. Smash them all out with a hammer. Welcome to the retirement planet. Smash, 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 smash. You're getting standard dentures. You're getting standard dentures. We're all getting standard dentures.
Maybe the inhabitants should get dentures which are appropriate for their physiology.
That will only cause problems, David. People will be very envious. You've lived a long time with one set of teeth and you're like,
We'll give them options.
Give them options.
We'll
They're
give them
old,
options.
David. You give people options, they get scared, they get frightened. You tell them what to do, and if they say anything, it's because they're old.
Yeah, do you know what? You are completely right. Everyone just gets a standard set of human teeth.
Smash out the teeth with a hammer.
Yep.
Replace them with regular old human
Perfect.
Teeth. They're the best kind of teeth. I should know. I've got some.
Exactly. And with their brand new dentures, there is a newfound confidence.
Yes.
Which means they are old, they're confident, they're single.
All their loved ones are dead.
And that means they are...
alone in the universe and ready to mingle.
Yeah,
all your loved ones are dead. No one's left to judge you. You've got your new dentures in. Find somebody of any gender of your choice and just get down to Funky Town. Everybody's nude. You're so confident, aren't you, with your lovely teeth and your newfound dead relatives. That means... it's time to get the flesh out. Take off your top. Take off your bottom. Take off anything you had in the middle. Gyrate. Everything's going everywhere. And you're happy about that. And so is everyone else.
Great. So you've got two options, either completely nude or wearing a spacesuit.
Everyone's nude. Not only are their spacesuits translucent, they are permeable. You reach out and touch a partner of your choice in space and bam! You're both in one spacesuit. You're ready to mingle. You see someone across the starlit void. Bam! You're in the same spacesuit, and you're ready to mingle. You hear somebody shouting for a dog 6 miles away. Bam! You're both in the same spacesuit. Are you ready?
To mingle?
To mingle!
Yes.
That's what you are.
Perfect. Wonderful. Right.
Very quickly, everybody's going to be in everybody's spacesuit, and you're just in a big humping bubble in space.
Hump bubble detected.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Absolutely. Eating candy rings.
Eating candy rings. A rainbow round a world.
Well, that's genius. I mentioned this sort of airlock system for the candy ring, but actually, if the spacesuits are permeable, people could just spoon it straight into their faces.
Straight into their faces.
You know what, Trexel? You've done it again.
You know what, David? I've done it always.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just going
to
pop this brief into the tube, and away it goes. Another winner from you, Trexel Geisman.
Another big W from the dream team of Trexel Geisman, Trexel Geisman, Trexel Geisman, supported by David Seven.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you must be in really good spirits for that. So...
yes, absolutely, David, and I want to thank you for, to that extent, indulging me. I don't share my dreams often. I was worried that you would think they were stupid.
No, they were wonderful. Anyway,
you really think
should,
so, David?
Yes, absolutely. You should probably go have a celebratory drink at the Cosmic Lounge.
You're encouraging me to go for a celebratory drink?
Yes.
You never really approved of my drinking before, David. Well, I suppose I will. Or maybe two drinks. Maybe three.
Maybe four.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. You know, reward yourself. You've done very well today.
Thank you, David.
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Good.
Looking forward to the review?
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a great one.
The sweet, sweet planets we've been building.
I have a feeling that Hartra will be very impressed.
Okay, well, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Shrexel.
Bye, David. I'll see you soon.
Oh, thank Bordy's gone. I can get on with it now.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lowry Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.